I think there's a Rabbi Shmuel Kesselbowl in Israel.
Francesca.
Shmuel Kesselbowl. Terrible. We're good?
Yep.
We ready?
Yes, sir.
Good. Okay, good morning, those listening at home and the throngs here in Schenectady. This is the July meeting of the New York State Racing and Wagering Board. As always, joined by my colleagues Daniel Hogan and Charles Diamond. We will ask the secretary to call the meeting to order.
The meeting is called to order at 10:11.
And we will ask for public comment. Seeing none and hearing none, we will now ask the secretary to call the agenda.
Well, we received email comments from Jackson Leeds and Brian O'Neill, and we'll attach them to the minutes.
Thank you.
Approve the minutes of the board meeting held on June 27, 2012.
Minutes have been distributed to the board members. Any questions, comments, additions, or corrections? Hearing none, we'll move approval of the minutes. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Minutes are approved.
Items previously approved referred by the chair, there was 56 this month. Items previously approved, denied, or deferred by the board, there were 12. And items to be approved, denied, or deferred by the board today, there are 5. And the first one is Capital District Regional OTB request to approve totalizator agreement.
Mr. Casaragola.
Thank you, Chairman. Capital District Regional Off-Track Betting Corporation has requested the board approve their new totalizator agreement with United Tote Company. Pursuant to section 5100.6B of the New York State Code Rules and Regs, such contracts between authorized paramutual wagering entities such as Capital OTB and the Tote Company are to be approved by the board and not implemented until the board has approved them. Proposed contract terminates on June 26, 2017 and has an automatic renewal for 2 years. The contract includes United Tote's EnterBet wagering interface, fast bet compatibility, handicapping contests and mystery voucher support, as well as player tracking and W2G support. United Tote will replace a number of its Versa self-service terminals with F4 terminals, somewhat of an upgrade of equipment. The contract does include an option for FastBet Mobile. The FastBet Mobile application allows bettors to wager with a FastBet card using smartphones over a local area network. This item has just recently been approved by the board, I believe last week, at Capital OTB as well as at NYRA. Should be noted during the review of United Tote's annual license application with the board for this year, it came to staff's attention that Capital OTB and United Tote extended or amended their previous Tote agreement on 4 separate occasions since 2010. These extensions and amendments do not appear to have been submitted by the board for approval. Staff is reviewing this matter and will address it separately from this item. Therefore, the staff does recommend to the board to approve the Tote agreement presented, conditioned upon the following: that approval is through the initial term ending June 26, 2017, so should they wish to extend it, they should seek appropriate approvals. And that the optional item that is included in the with the contract for the call center be considered separately should they wish to offer that service. I failed to mention, but included in this application and in the contract is a provision where Capital OTB could provide call center services to other entities. They are not requesting such approval now. I just wanted to make it clear to the Capital that approval is, the staff's not recommending such approval be considered at this time.
You've heard the item and the conditions. Any questions or comments from the board members?
Question,
Mr. Hogan.
And I guess we can go to Mr. Firestein. Can we put in here as a condition that we be notified of any future amendments to the contract during the period of approval?
Yes, but it should be more than a
notification. Right, it has to be an approval.
That any amendments require
That's
prior board approval.
That's and how will that be noted, as per Mr. Hogan's question?
It will be added as a condition that in this approval, any amendments to the totalizator agreement require a approval of the board as a plan of operation amendment, and also it's required, I might note, pursuant to 5100.6b.
There you go. That's what I was reaching for.
Okay. Any other questions or comments on the Capital Regional OTB item? Then we will move the item, Capital District Regional OTB request to approve totalizator agreement. All those in favor?
Aye.
Item is approved. Before we go to the next item, let me just say that the Racing Commissioners International had their, for lack of a better term, well, new regulator training, I believe it's officially called, in conjunction with the summer board meeting at Saratoga Springs, and they visited the new teletheater that Capital Regional OTB has established, and all were impressed with the quality of this display and plant and equipment, and generally a thumbs up from the new regulators. Next item.
Saratoga Harness installation of clean agent fire protection equipment.
Mr. Casaragola.
Thank you, Chairman. By letter dated June 28th, 2012, Saratoga Casino and Raceway has requested the board approval for the clean agent fire suppression project. This project allows Saratoga Casino and Raceway the ability to install a new clean agent fire protection equipment, which is basically an upgrade to their existing fire protection system, allow them to program certain information into the main panel of the system. The location for the installation of this project is in the back of the house and will not have any effect on racing operations. Attached, there's a copy of the construction permit issued by OGS on June 26, 2012. Staff is presenting this to the board pursuant to Section 322 of the racing law requiring board approval for any alterations to the facility, and staff recommends approval.
Pretty cut and dry item. Questions or comments from the board members?
Yes, please.
Mr. Hogan.
Tom, what does it mean by clean agent? Does that mean that it's a new type of suppressant?
From my understanding, it's a system that monitors the fire protection system in whole. I guess it helps them better monitor the whole system. It's not my understanding that it's a new type of way to put out fire. That's what
so
I thought
like
it was.
It's more like a trade agent or a trade type of name thing for
I
it?
Think so, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
Like Clean Harbors.
Any other questions or comments on the item? Hearing none, we'll move the item. Saratoga Harness installation of clean agent fire protection equipment. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item is approved. Let me also note that the Racing Commissioners International, as part of that new regulator training, went to Saratoga Harness as well, and were impressed with the plant, equipment, and many got their first-time ride in the starter's car.
Ooh.
Next item.
Western Regional OTB request approval of new owner concessionaire Worley Drive Branch.
Mr. Casaragola.
Thank you, Chairman. Western has requested approval to amend its plan of operation for a new concessionaire at the Worley Drive Ranch in Williamsville, New York. The previous concessionaire, which is Ricotta and Ricotta, Inc., the second has executed a sale of its assets and transferred its lease with Western OTB to Jason Clapp. Mr. Clapp formed the corporation Nikki Bar, Inc. to operate as a concessionaire for this branch. He had previously worked for the previous concessionaire. Mr. Clapp is the sole shareholder of the new corporation. Encloses a copy of the lease agreement, the lease assignment, and relevant information related to Nikki Bar, Inc. Staff conducted a limited suitability review of Mr. Clapp and the newly formed corporation and found no derogatory information. Staff recommends approval of this request.
Questions or comments on this item? Hearing none, we'll move the item. Western Regional OTB request for approval of the new owner of the concessionaire Worley Drive Branch, which is, I believe, Williamsville, Erie County. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item is approved. Next item.
In the matter of Salvatore Lombardo.
Mr. Firestein.
Thank you. This matter is the appeal by a harness racing groom applicant, Salvatore Lombardo. There was a staff-level refusal to issue a license based upon the finding that Mr. Lombardo's experience, character, and general fitness are such that his participation in racing would be inconsistent with the public interest, convenience, or necessity, or with the best interests of racing generally. There was a hearing scheduled and held before Mr. Parente as the designated hearing officer. The board has before it the hearing officer's report, as well as the record. The hearing officer recommends that the license denial be upheld.
Questions or comments on the Lombardo case? Hearing none, we'll then move the item in the matter of Salvatore Lombardo. All those in favor of upholding the hearing officer's report, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Item is approved. Next item.
In the matter of Alfred Clement.
This matter is also an appeal by a harness racing applicant, in this case a general services applicant. There was, again, a staff-level refusal to issue a license based upon the finding that Mr. Clement's experience, character, and general fitness is such that his participation in racing would be inconsistent with the public interest, convenience, or necessity, or with the best interest of racing. This case was heard on written submissions. There was a motion for summary judgment by the Office of Board Counsel. The applicant did not respond to that motion, and the hearing officer has submitted a report, which the board has together with the record, in which the hearing officer recommends that the license denial should be upheld.
Questions or comments on the Clement case? Mr. Hogan.
Mr. Firestein, that makes it a default, de facto default.
Yes, it does make it a default. In fact, the board's adjudicatory rules, although the board often does not acknowledge the default per se, the rules indicate that if an individual defaults, then the appeal should be deemed to have been withdrawn. One of the purposes of that rule was to basically keep people, if you will, from getting a free ride. In other words, appealing a fine or appealing something and then just saying, well, let them figure it out or let them waste their time on it. I'm no longer interested. And while there is still a need to go through a process, whether it's a hearing or a decision based upon written submissions, the board is well within its authority to deem the matter to be a default and to deem the appeal to be withdrawn rather than making a determination on the merits.
Good.
Other questions or comments on the Clement case?
Would we have to change the findings to have it as a default? I think we're okay.
The board could simply find that the appellant has defaulted and deem the appeal to have been withdrawn pursuant to the rule.
How feel ye about that?
No, sure, you gotta go.
That's the way I kind of look at it. I'd like to, if you can. I don't know how you feel about that, Charles.
I'm with you. Agree.
Good.
Okay, we'll now move the item then, the matter of Alfred L. Clement. All those in favor of the hearing officer's decision, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Item is approved.
Items for board information discussion are 7 this month. And items for follow-up items that were previously approved, there are 1. Any discussion?
Nope.
The meeting at 10:25.
See you all at Saratoga. Thank you.